If you like my music, that's very nice. But if you want to book a gig, you better think twice. Post a tweet about it. God save your soul. Now you'll be hounded by the Twitter trolls. If that's how you like to begin your day, then by all means go tweet away. But if you value your sanity, think again before you leap into the lion's den. They'll tell you that I'm an anti-Semite who has sympathies with the far right. They'll tell you I'm a Holocaust denier. They will set your Twitter feed on fire. They'll hack your accounts and call you names. They'll gaslight you with mind games. They will misquote things I said, and then they'll call for your head. If you run a festival or an open mic, and you heard on Spotify a song you like, do your research before you say a thing. Anywhere, the trolls are king. What, you hired him? That old white fart? You some kind of racist? You call that art? Welcome to the internet, the modern age where rage is all the rage. They'll tell you that I'm an anti-Semite who has sympathies with the far right. They'll tell you I'm a Holocaust denier. They will set your Twitter feed on fire. They'll hack your accounts and call you names. They'll gaslight you with mind games. They will misquote things I said, and then they'll call for your head. Accountability, you'll find none. That's just how they have their fun. Cast allegations, see which ones float. Read every word that I ever wrote. Find the transgressions, he said that. Call him out, beat him with a bat. Cancel him, shun him, make sure he knows he's on the blacklist wherever he goes. They'll tell you that I'm an anti-Semite who has sympathies with the far right. They'll tell you I'm a Holocaust denier. They will set your Twitter feed on fire. They'll hack your accounts and call you names. They'll gaslight you with mind games. They will misquote things I said, and then they'll call for your head. If you like my music, that's very nice.